in the 30s and 40s when wages were low. I worked 12 hours a day, sometimes even more. Now them unions that organize and the pay is good. I can't get no job now because they say I'm no damn good. Then too they say you got to be a relative to join the union. Now how in the hell can I be a relative? But when they was paying 30 cents an hour, I worked as plumber, pipe fitter, rigger, metal worker, tool and die maker, carpenter and cement finisher, technician, electrician, wallboard hanger, and painter. Now they paying from $3 to $6 an hour. Every time I apply for a job, tell me to come back tomorrow. When some of my other brotherlings can't even read nor write, but they all got jobs. Some of me working day and night, holding down two jobs when I can't even get one. Biggest joke I ever heard, this thing they call civil rights. Listen, man, I don't want to fuss nor fight. I'm not that type. All I want is a job. I'll work day or night. I don't want to play with you. I just want to work with you. Well, I'm 6 feet tall, 220 pounds. Broad in the shoulders, wide in the hips. I got big, strong muscles, big, thick lips. Get my message, get it straight. All I want's a job, and I ain't gonna wait. I want a job. I just wanna work. I don't wanna play with you. No, no, I just wanna work with you. I don't wanna socialize. I don't wanna apologize. I have 10 lovely kids and a most beautiful wife. Listen, man, all I want, Lord knows all I want, is a J-O-B, a doggone good cotton picking job, sitting down drinking booze.
Nice. That's Abner J with his absolutely fantastic song, I Want a Job. I don't know when that was released, but it was a long time ago. And this is my last tune to say goodbye to Black History Month, at least my special show. I hope that you enjoyed it. Kind of a little weird in parts, that Wicked Witch song. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore. I keep apologizing for that. I have been getting so into Lead Belly, I can't even tell you. And I really like this song. And do you know who got me into Lead Belly? And I'm sure that you already know the answer to this. The Kurt Cobain. He did this song on his Unplugged, and I thought it was just so amazing. And Lead Belly did it in 1944. So ahead of his time, this Mr. Lead Belly. I give you this as my very last tune. I will see you next week. Hopefully, a lot of these tunes will come back next week on my brand new show. Go see Wintermits, please. There's going to be a lot of people there, but cram yourself in and support local Lise Monique.
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In a pine, oh, where the sun never shine. I wish you were all night too. Black girl, where will you go? I'm gone for the cold wind. In a pine, where the sun never shines, I wish you would all night too. Black lie, girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pond, where the sun never shines. I wish you were all night too. My husband was a real man, killed a mile and a half from here. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body haven't been found. And you called me to mourn, you called me to leave my home.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic. Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're
making. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
تخطات التمدبنا راديو نزاته لو معنتي بقطع من اي بلاك هيستري مخنيات ناي تغرينيا مدباي كلونيو سلازي the good news is the way كعات سبوق انتاج مزلوخ عربة عربي كاب عصر تنفرعان سقاب ساعة عصر تخلتقين تفقيد اللي كمزلو ابزغوط المدبات وي ناي راديو بروغرامي كنقروكمي سو ناي سوني مدب ابزت اطاو كبيلي ودح رحجي سوني سوني اقبرني جن عربي كاب ساعة عصر تنفرعان سقاب عصر تخلته راديو نزاته نتقمات او فانكوفر كبابيان كن جمرينا مالتي سو ابنا لهم بروغرامنا جن يغرطا يحطت مالتي سو ناي بلاك هيستري موزيك اللو سبيشال زيته دالو نخلها نازم الكسلة زخونا I think you guys enjoyed it. اوكي بلو باي
All right. And with that, welcome. That was the legendary jazz pianist Oscar Peterson. Canada's very own Oscar Peterson. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And this is a Black History Month special. My name is Andy Resto, and for the next hour or so, I'm going to be playing a wide assortment of influential Black Canadian artists from a broad range of genres, stemming from jazz to blues to reggae, all the way to hip-hop. Of course, over an hour, very short period, can't cover everything. I hope to cover some of the major highlights of Canada's Black history as represented through their music. Of course, any discussion of Afro-Canadian music has to begin with Oscar Peterson. The track you just heard to open the show, it's called Joyous Spring. It was recorded right here in Vancouver at the Orpheum Theater. Oscar Peterson isn't just considered one of the greatest Canadian jazz artists, but one of the greatest jazz pianists that the world has ever seen. He's won numerous awards, 8 Grammy Awards, Juno Awards. He was awarded the Order of Canada, which is the highest civilian honor that can be granted, which emphasizes the respect that is felt for Oscar Peterson, not just musically, but as a person. He's really become a Canadian icon, and any Black History Music special deserves to be started with Oscar Peterson. Peterson was born in Montreal in 1925 and died in Mississauga, Ontario at the age of 82, just about 4 to 5 years ago in 2007. So from Peterson, I'm going to stick within the jazz realm, move from Eastern Canada to Western Canada. This next artist was born in Iowa in the United States originally, but eventually moved up to Canada, would settle in Edmonton in 1970 to live out his last days. And this is the great jazz vocalist Clarence Miller, better known as Big Miller, known for his Kansas City blues style, known as a blues shouter. Though he learned to play trombone in high school and was trained as a musician, he is primarily known for his voice. The next track we're going to hear from Big Miller is called Big's Blues. And after that, we're going to jump forward in time a little bit, but just stick within the genre and move on to Jackie Richardson, who was a very successful actress, stage performer, and of course, singer. And she was born in Pittsburgh originally, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but moved to Toronto very early on in her life, where she began to perform at the age of 16. The song we're going to hear from Jackie Richardson is called Blessed Assurance. But right now, it's going to be Clarence Big Miller with Big's Blues. Enjoy.
Sometimes people trying to tell you what to do. Sometimes people try to tell you what to do. All you got to do, do what's right for you. Try to remember things I told you. Try to remember things I told you. Someday it may mean something to you. What you have to do. Oh, now just be true. Do what you have to do. Don't change your mind for somebody else. I say just be true. Do what you have to do. Oh, just be true. Do what you have to do. Don't change your mind for somebody else. For somebody else. Don't change your mind. For somebody else.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Of glory divine, faith in the Spirit, yeah, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture sight. From heaven above, ooh, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my song.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praising my Savior.
Praising
all the day long.
All the day long.
This is my story.
This will be my story.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior.
All the
day long. Silver
Savior.
Praising my
That was Jackie Richardson, Blessed Assurance. I mentioned earlier that she, apart from being a singer, is also well known for acting and has been in numerous films. Didn't give any examples though. The three roles she played on screen were in the films The Gospel According to the Blues, The Doodle Bops, and Sins of the Father. She's actually nominated for an NAACP Image Award for Best Actress in a Television Movie for the last movie I mentioned, Sins of the Father. She was a stage performer, winning a Dora Award in 2004 for her performance in a musical called Cooking at the Cookery. So, quite a decorated performer. Her singing talents are only part of the story. As I said before, from here we're going to tone it down a bit. Some pretty strong figures there in that last set with Clarence Miller and Jackie Richardson. We're going to move now, though, to a scene which typically would be associated with the American South in areas such as, you know, Chicago, Louisiana, and so forth. And that's the blues scene. But though not as prominent of a scene, Canada has been affected by blues music. And a big example of this would be Lonnie Johnson, who is an American blues singer, was born in New Orleans, Louisiana. But his impact in Canada was felt in 1965 when he actually moved to Toronto after playing in a club and ended up eventually owning and operating his own club in Toronto called Home of the Blues. He moved to Toronto in 1965, and throughout that decade, into the 70s, he recorded in Toronto and played local clubs, and was really a vital part of the music scene. So I'm going to play a couple selections of Lonnie Johnson for you. The first one is called Sweet Potato Blues, and following that, it's a song called Got the Blues for Murder Only. So, Lonnie Johnson.
Thank you.
History Month special. My name is Andy Resto, giving you an hour of African-Canadian music history, or at least the very surface level selection that I can give within an hour's time. I already heard some big highlights of Canadians music history. I've had some Oscar Peterson, Clarence Miller, Jackie Richardson, and you just heard Lonnie Johnson. So a lot of jazz and blues thus far. From here we're gonna start making a move towards more contemporary music, and the next set I've got prepared is a set of reggae music from Canada. In general, when thinking about Black History Month, I think one of the primary themes that you get after the theme of equality and kind of a brotherhood of humanity is an emphasis on cultural history and trying to remember ancestry, remember where you come from, and just not to forget what your ancestors have done for you, what those who came before you sacrificed in order to allow you to be in the position you are today. And I think with reggae music, it's so heavily entrenched in Caribbean, Jamaican, and island kind of culture, and really no matter where it's being produced from, you automatically get the feeling of being right back in the heart of the homeland. So most of these artists will have migrated to Canada and have, through their music, maintained their cultural roots. And I think that's a big reason why I want to play this next set. I'm going to start it with a producer, and his name is King Culture. Was born and grew up in Kingston, Jamaica. He migrated to Toronto in 1976 and eventually established his own record label, King Culture Records, mainly known for his record label and his production rather than his own music. But I'm going to play a selection, an instrumental track of his. And following King Culture, I'm going to move to Lillian Allen, who is a dub poet, so-called dub poet and reggae musician. She, again, born in Jamaica, Spanish Town, Jamaica, eventually lived in Kitchener and then settled in Ontario. Allen is a winner of a Juno Award. Received that in 1986 for the best reggae/calypso album, for album Revolutionary Tea Party. In 1988, she got the award again for album Conditions Critical. I'm going to play a song called I Fight Back. And following Allen, we're going to move towards Leroy Brown and his song Color Barrier, which I think for a Black History Month special, it's a very apt message that's getting across. So enjoy this set. Again, CITR 101.9 FM, Black History Month special. This is King Culture.
your feet. Where your color is a barrier, I and I no warrior. We need justice, no more sympathy. Why we got to wait one time? Because there ain't no love in the heart of the city. Ain't no love in the heart of town. Ain't no love in the sound of the fittest. Ain't no love nowhere around. And this place is a rat race. Only the strong survive. So the meek got weight on time. But how long must wait in this place of hate, where your color is a barrier, I and I no warrior.
CITR 101.9 Black History Month Music Special. You just heard Leroy Brown. The song was Color Barrier. And that finished off a set of three reggae tracks. The first one you heard was King Culture, and following that was Lillian Allen. All three of those artists were originally out of Jamaica and all found their way in the great cold north, about as opposite as you can get from the island of Jamaica, but somehow kept the island reggae flavor alive with their music. Didn't give many details on Leroy Brown before, just a brief bio. He was born in West Kingston, Jamaica, and has lived in Canada since 1971. Once again, a very decorated artist, has won Juno Award in 2004 for his song Rent a Tile. Has been nominated for a few other Junos. In 1990, he received a CRMA Award, which is a Canadian Reggae Music Award, for top single of the year with this song I'll Be Lonely. 1984, he got a CRMA for Island in the Stream, which is another song of his. So, well decorated Leroy Brown. Not bad Leroy Brown, but just plain old Leroy. So we are quickly approaching the end of the hour here. I've got one major set I've still got to get through. It is, of course, the hip-hop scene of Canada. Any history of African-Canadian music would be incomplete without a look into the fantastic hip-hop influences of Canada. But before we get to that, I just wanted to point out a couple of other influential Canadian artists that I just don't have time to get to. In the background now, you are hearing Faith Nolan, who is a singer-songwriter born in Halifax. She is another award-winning artist out of Canada. She's also a queer African-Canadian artist, so definitely up against the social norms, but is able to use that for her championing of social justice. Another artist that I won't have time to get to today is Lorraine Clausen, a South African singer who now lives in Quebec and has recorded extensively. She's the daughter of very famous South African singer Thandi Clausen. Lorraine's performed at the Montreal International Jazz Festival and is one of the prominent African artists around today in Canada. Of course, the selection I've given over these last 45 minutes or so is very incomplete, and you can never get everything, you can never get the best of everything, so I hope that it's been enjoyable thus far, and hopefully it's been worth your time. As I said, though, to finish things off today, I'm gonna jump right into the hip-hop scene of the late 80s, early 90s. And if you're looking at Canadian hip-hop, there's really one name and one name only that starts and ends the hip-hop scene, and that would be Maestro Fresh West. Eventually, the name shortened to Maestro. He's got the swag, and therefore, you don't need the long name anymore. Fresh West, his real name, Wesley Williams, was born in 1968. He's the godfather of Canadian hip-hop. Really just owns all the records for Canadian hip-hop. Best-selling single, best-selling album, with Symphony in Effect is the album. I want to play a song called Poetry is Black off his album The Black Tie Affair. Alongside Maestro, I've got a few other artists, a few of his contemporaries doing their thing. Mitchie Me and L.A. Love with Jamaican Funk, Canadian Style. Following that, it'll be the Dream Warriors, a duo, doing their song Wash Your Face in My Sink. And to finish things off, it's going to be Rumble and Strong and their song What Other MCs Sound Like. This track from Rumble and Strong was featured on the Street Beat compilation from 1987, one of the earliest hip-hop compilations from Canada. And that should pretty much do it for the hour. This is CITR 101.9 FM. This has been a Black History Month special. Hope it was somewhat informative, somewhat comprehensive. For now, just enjoy Maestro Fresh West, Poetry is Black, and the ensuing hip-hop beats.
I just got back today. Work all week and I give you my pay. Honey, baby, what more can I say?
When I... Black people have created every music you hear out here.
Poetry is black. Black like a panther, black like the wax, and black like my dancers. Black like my people oppressed by apartheid. Black's a rhythm I ride when I slide and glide. Pick up the tempo, give me a scratch, a little instrumental. You being hit by a fat torpedo. The pyromaniac in the black tuxedo. The skies are blazing, smoke's on the water, waves in the raven and rage. Hope you brought a life jacket, jack with a policy of insurance and endurance. Our injuries will arise, so don't try that. I'm the anchor man of this hip hop kayak. We hit Egypt, then we rest a while. So smile while we cool in the Nile. I feel great, hope you feel the same. Cause Africa designed the stain. Knowledge yourself's embedded in my brain. The motherland can't be the fame. Cause that's where the beat of the drum. drums originated. I hope that you're updated and educated. And from the dumb drums, then came the rhythm. In 1991, my son, that's how I'm living. And from the rhythm, then came the raps. Now I'm pumping out tracks and wax. Poetry is black. Poetry is black, like a solar system. My skin, my soul, my eyes, my wisdom. Express with soul, W-E-S spells West. I'm on a roll to unfold the truth and tell the youth about the birth home. History, the mystery made by the worst clone. Made by God to live large. The two centuries, they made a mirage. Funk rush, they crushed us and took charge. Made a sabotage and camouflage. Of a beast on a phone, no grafted laughter. Shaped our present, past now grasping to shape our future. And that's final. Poetry's black like the color of a vinyl. Hard to kill, but my name ain't Mason Storm. We'll drop bombs if they start basing. With nouns that smash and vowels that thrash. Beats that bash and rhymes that splash. Words like nerds and verbs that swarm. Two in a 45, a 33 and a third. Or a CD, compact disc, you'll see me. Feel me, steal me, cause you wanna be me. Shame me, tame me, wax and maim me. Chain me, drain me, they're trying to rename me. We fight back to the level like a rebel. Cause everything from classic cold to heavy metal. Survives and derives from the base of the African. Stop slapping them up and distracting them. You can't change the facts or divide the fact. And I'm telling you that poetry is black. Poetry is also the birds and the bees, the air we breathe, 360 degrees. Poetry's love lifted us higher, the earth, the wind, the fire and desire to move on. Poetry don't stand still, James Brown, War, Sly Stone and Mandrill. Peter Tosh and Bob Marley, Malcolm X from Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther, Farrakhan, Elijah Muhammad and Ali Mom. Nelson Mandela said carry on, so we black people must move on. For example, centuries they trample, the rock roots diss us when we sample. Memories are melodies, Memorex on tape decks. Enough brothers out penniless, bro, it ain't no joke, just tears. Of all those years, the dope ideas are now gone. And never collected crop, just graveyard clouds for shows that they rock and roll. I'ma let the truth unfold, was wax and taxes like our gold. The king of rock ain't got no E, it's a B, cause poetry is black, G. Poetry is black.
Good, baby.
So just push up your one if you are Jamaican.
for miles around. They know what's in town. Jamaican. Jamaican. Taking charge.